To understand who the VA was set up to serve, look no further than the agency's motto, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. When that motto was adopted by the VA in 1959, women were capped at 2% of the enlisted force. Women veterans have historically, even officially, been an afterthought. So women like Tanisha Tumblin, a Marine stationed at Camp Lejeune, have repaid the favor.
When I think of the VA, I see wounded warriors and I see broken people and someone without a limb. Women's clinic never crossed my mind.
Tumblin is separating from the military this summer after 6 years in the Corps. And like many other service women, she assumed VA healthcare would feel the same as the medical attention she received on active duty. That is to say, not exactly attuned to a woman's needs.
When it comes to medical treatment for women, they automatically assume, oh, she's just saying she's hurting so that she can get out of this field op or this hike. And that's not the case at all. And another thing, they assume that we're all pregnant.
When she began her separation process, Tumblin never considered enrolling to get her healthcare through the VA. That's part of a long-standing trend, one the VA is hoping to reverse with the Women's Health Transition Training Program. Nancy Marr is the program's senior manager. She says female veterans wait longer than men do to enroll in VA healthcare, and at just 25% are under-enrolled in general.
They think that the VA is only for men. They don't think that VA is a quality place to get care, and they're just very unaware of all the healthcare services that the VA has for women.
Marr sees that under-enrollment as a big problem for women, whose health needs could fall through the cracks as they transition out of the military. The VA says women face greater health-related challenges after military service compared to their male counterparts, including chronic pain, depression, and suicide. So to persuade women to enroll in VA healthcare, the program holds interactive seminars for troops who are about to leave the service.
Welcome again to the Women's Health Transition Training. We're so happy you've taken time out of your busy day to join us.
Kelly Griffiths is a trainer with the program, addressing online participants from Lackland Air Force Base.
We're in the military for a long time. We have our needs taken care of. But just know, as you transition out, the VA can be there for you, as you can see, for a whole host of reasons.
Griffiths says the seminars are totally different from most military training. They're led by female veterans like her who use VA healthcare themselves. And Griffiths says just having a training geared toward women makes a difference.
They're so happy when they leave because there wasn't anything in the military that was ever women specific.
Marr says it's working. Women who've taken the training are more likely to enroll in VA healthcare and to do so more quickly. At Fort Hood, Texas, Larry Rocha is retiring from the Army. She says the training made her see the VA differently.
We sit back and we listen to, you know, the horror stories about receiving medical care at the VA, and knowing that we have the option as women to seek all of our health care from the VA when it comes to women's health was a huge relief to me.
Rocha says she plans on enrolling, and Tumblin says the training gave her a change of heart, too.
I definitely need to recognize that the VA is not at all like Marine Corps medical, and that they really are out there to help. And there are programs geared towards women. So no, I don't have that mindset about the VA anymore.
As her time in the Marine Corps comes to an end, she'll be signing up for healthcare at her local VA. I'm Jennifer Brooklyn reporting.